Swami Agnivesh, or Vipa Shyam Rao, champion of India's indentured labourers, died on September 11th, aged 80.
The Hindu life stage of sannyasa or renunciation is traditionally the last. The elderly lay aside their material possessions and take up a spiritual existence, perhaps in some remote ashram in the forest or the hills. Vipa Shyam Rao, as he was then, was only 30 when he took the title of Swami or monk, put on saffron robes, and travelled to Haryana in northern India. His mission was still not quite in focus, but his philosophy was. He had gladly renounced his life as a lawyer and lecturer in management studies in Kolkata, reducing what he owned to his robes and a bag full of books. His career and his things he could lightly put aside, but the world and its problems, no. His life from that moment was focused on some of the hardest parts of that world, the stone quarries outside Delhi, for example, where men, women and children were paid 5 rupees a day to dig out, shift and break great blocks of stone, as though they were beasts of burden. The unventilated, deafening carpet workshops, where labourers were sometimes chained to the looms and locked in at night. Silk factories where hands already white with blisters plunged repeatedly into scalding water to reel the fibres from the cocoons, and tanneries where arms were burned with toxic chemicals. Outside his penetrating gaze, but mentioned in whispers, were the punishments for working slowly: a blow on the head from a brick, a beating while tied to a neem tree, or simply non-payment of the pitiful few coins that were supposed to have been earned.